On Wednesday's front page, suicide bombers struck Shiite religious observances in three cities in Afghanistan. New York is going to overhaul state income taxes. Governor Andrew Cuomo says there'll be a higher tax bracket for wealthy New Yorkers and tax cuts for the middle class. And Newt Gingrich is surging in Iowa, according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a string of suicide bombings took aim at Afghan Shiites. The attacks struck Shiite religious observances in three cities. They were the first major sectarian assault since the fall of the Taliban regime a decade ago. A Pakistan-based extremist group claimed responsibility, and Times reporter Rod Nordland tells us that raised suspicions that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or Pakistan's spy agency had teamed up.
The Taliban actually very quickly disavowed the attacks and said they weren't responsible, but it's clear to everyone, first of all, that all of the suicide bombings that have taken place in Afghanistan over the last 10 years have been either Taliban or Taliban allies like Al-Qaeda and the Haqqani network. And it wasn't lost on anyone, the fact that Pakistan had boycotted an international meeting on Afghanistan in Bonn that drew some 90 nations together, and Pakistan conspicuously didn't go because they were angry about the American airstrike that killed 24 of their soldiers about a week ago.
Times reporter Rod Nordland. Also on page one, New York is revamping state income taxes. Under a deal announced by Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders, high-income New Yorkers will face higher tax rates. Middle-income wage earners will see their taxes cut to what Cuomo says are the lowest rates in 58 years. Officials say the changes will bring in $1.9 billion a year. A tax surcharge that's about to expire had been generating $4 billion a year. Cuomo ran for governor last year saying he'd oppose tax increases, but he's come under pressure from fellow Democrats and labor unions as the sluggish economy has weakened the state's financial picture and the Occupy Wall Street movement has made income inequality a political issue. Republican Newt Gingrich has surged ahead in Iowa, according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll. Gingrich is now leading with 31% among likely Iowa caucus goers. Mitt Romney is in second place with 17%, but Times reporter Jeff Zeleny says Iowa voters remain open to changing their minds.
For all the attention that's paid to the Republican presidential campaign, the Iowa caucuses are primarily for conservative activists, a small subset of Republican voters who will turn out on the night of January 3rd.
Above all, Republicans are trying to see which candidate they think is best positioned to beat President Obama. Mr. Romney has made this one of his leading arguments, and 29% of likely caucus-goers agree.
He does not come across as, for lack of a better term, I'm going to say the warm and fuzzy. And I think people want somebody that they can genuinely feel like they like. I don't need a president that I can like and feel good about wanting him at my dinner table. I need a president to lead.
That was Times reporter Jeff Zeleny and one of the Republican voters he interviewed in Iowa, Karen Anderson of West Des Moines. She's undecided. The United States will begin using foreign aid to promote gay rights abroad. President Obama issued a memo directing U.S. agencies to look for ways to fight efforts by foreign governments to criminalize homosexuality. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton echoed the president in a speech she gave in Geneva, but the move has the potential to irritate some U.S. allies that ban homosexuality, including Saudi Arabia. Japan is planning an unprecedented cleanup at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, which was damaged in the tsunami. Nearly 90,000 people were evacuated from a 12-mile zone around the plant after it gave off radioactive cesium and iodine. Times reporter Martin Fackler says the cleanup has become the proxy in a larger fight over the future of Japan. Supporters say the cleanup is an opportunity to showcase Japan's determination and its technical know-how. Wednesday is the 70th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. It will be the last one celebrated by the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. Harry Kerr of its Southeast chapter says there aren't enough survivors left to keep going. Some survivors are not happy that the event that defined their lives will soon be just another chapter in the history books. That assumes school children read the history books. Kerr says he went to give a talk at a school a couple of years ago, and a little girl walked up and said, "Pearl Harbor? Who's she?" Inside Wednesday's Times, President Obama struck a populist chord with a speech in Kansas. He used the type of populist language that's emerged in the Occupy protests around the nation. He said income inequality means the U.S. is undermining the middle class, and that would undermine the idea that this is the place where you can make it if you try. The new owners of the West Virginia coal mine, where 29 men were killed in an explosion, agreed to a $210 million settlement. It includes $46 million for the families of the miners killed or injured in the blast. Some said the settlement was justice denied. They'd been hoping for criminal charges against the people who ran the company, which the government says knowingly placed employees in harm's way. Here in New York, some city officials called for investigations into Facebook comments by police officers who scorned revelers at the annual West Indian American Day parade. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly did not break his silence as other city officials blasted the Facebook conversation. At one point, it had as many as 1,200 followers. The page disappeared from public view days after a defense lawyer in a gun trial discovered it, but not before he saved all the data. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.